Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 63 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Jonathan Burton.
You may see some slick spots starting to form, especially on like bridges and overpasses.
Officials with the National Weather Service say snow is moving into the region this evening.
Veterans are being honored across the bluegrass today, but the Attorney General says they are a target for scams.
Political leaders on both sides are weighing in on Governor Matt Bevin's decision not to concede last Tuesday's election.
The Department of Fish and Wildlife is warning hunters about chronic wasting disease.
A fatal crash closed the Mountain Parkway this morning.
In sports, Moorhead State's volleyball coach hit a big milestone this weekend.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
A 100% chance of rain turning to snow overnight with a low around 25 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news.
The beautiful weather this afternoon was a little deceptive considering the forecast for tonight and tomorrow. Officials with the National Weather Service say a cold front moving into the region could mean up to 2 inches of snow. Ed Ray is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Jackson, Kentucky. He says the cold front could cause the rain to turn to snow overnight.
Right now, the amounts don't look real large. I think, in general, we're looking for most areas to see around an inch, maybe 1 to 2 inches, are slightly higher in the higher elevation towards the Virginia, West Virginia state line and Kentucky state line. And then kind of like in the foothills of the mountains here, in the central part of eastern Kentucky, maybe 1 to 2 inches.
Ray says snow will accumulate on grass, but the roads will still be warm from today's sunshine and high temperatures in the mid-60s.
Kentucky officials have removed drought declarations for all 120 counties in the state. A Kentucky Energy and Environment Cabinet news release says recent rains have eliminated precipitation deficits and improved stream flows and soil moisture levels. Statewide drought declarations were issued October 3rd, but officials say precipitation since then has helped ease the moderate to severe drought conditions. State climatologists say this October finished as the third wettest on record.
The burial flag cases offered at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia are made exclusively now by a nonprofit in Dry Ridge, Kentucky called Operation Honor. According to WKYT, the organization makes burial flag cases and other patriotic items which are handcrafted by veterans. Kurt Wilson is one of the veterans working for the nonprofit. His wooden flags made out of 9mm shell casings have become one of the most popular products at Patriots Landing.
It takes about 2.5 hours per flag. Yeah, there's times if I get too much in my mind, I can come out to the shop and work on making the flags, and it just kind of eases my mind. Let's let things go, and my main focus then is just making the flag.
For Wilson, who served in Desert Storm and Desert Shield, working on the flags is a way of healing. Patriots Landing is located in Dry Ridge, just a few miles south of Florence.
Every Wednesday, Vietnam veteran Dr. Carlin Pippin can be found handing out food to fellow veterans in need. The 80-year-old retired veterinarian and Shelby County resident has received AARP's Andrus Award for Community Service, its highest honor to volunteers over 50. 5 years ago, Pippin started a local veterans rural outreach group to help Kentucky veterans in need, after several told him they were sleeping in their cars or on the street.
So we've been helping feed these veterans through Dare to Care food bank program, and we found out not only did they need food, they also needed other things.
So he launched a project to build tiny homes for veterans on a plot of land in Shelby County. According to the Kentucky Department of Veterans Affairs, more than 500 veterans in the state lack regular housing.
As we honor our nation's heroes on Veterans Day, Governor-elect and Attorney General Andy Beshear has issued a scam alert to past and present military members. WMKY's Wyatt Melton has the story.
Beshear said the warning is necessary given a recent AARP study. It determined more veterans are targeted by con artists and fall victim to fraud in comparison to non-veterans. Approximately 78% of veterans report receiving a scam attempt in the last 5 years. Beshear said the study helped determine the most common scams targeted at veterans, and the most common being veteran impersonation. For a complete list of the top 10 veteran-specific scams and information on how to avoid them, visit ag.ky.gov/veterans. To report a scam, contact the Office of the Attorney General at 888-432-9257. For WMKY News, I'm Wyatt Melton reporting.
State leaders and political observers continue to weigh in on Republican Matt Bevin's decision not to concede the governor's race, with members of both parties showing a lack of appetite for a drawn-out post-election battle over the results. Bevin finished Tuesday night 5,189 votes behind Beshear, a less than one-half of 1% gap that experts say is unlikely to be seriously affected by the re-canvass. While the governor says he is gathering information to back up those claims, University of Kentucky election law professor Joshua Douglas says simply raising the specter of widespread fraud without immediate evidence could set a troubling precedent.
In 2020, let's say Donald Trump loses but refuses to concede defeat and claims voter fraud. He has a history of making these allegations without evidence in the past. And so I think we need to speak out on a bipartisan measure to say this is unacceptable.
Secretary of State Allison Lundergan Grimes' office says it is prepared to launch the re-canvass at 9 a.m. on November 14th.
A supporter of Governor Matt Bevin is searching for fraud in Tuesday's election. A Louisville conservative activist and doctor has launched a statewide robocall asking people who saw, quote, suspicious activity to contact state officials.
Hi, this is Frank Simon. If you or anyone you know has information regarding suspicious activity at polling locations, please report suspected voter fraud to the State Department of Elections.
The calls ask individuals to file claims by Wednesday, one day before the statewide re-canvass. The call comes after Bevin claimed irregularities in the election that ended with him trailing Governor-elect Beshear by around 5,000 votes. Bevin has not offered any evidence of his claims yet.
The University of Kentucky's College of Law has received the third largest single gift in the university's history. WUKY's Josh James has more.
$20 million, that's the dollar amount UK College of Law graduate J. David Rosenberg and his wife Diane are gifting to the college that he credits with laying the foundation for his success in law. But, he told an audience Friday, the donation is about future lawyers and judges who have yet to walk through the doors.
Today is about students who will come here for decades into the future, although we will never know most of them. They are why we are here.
The gift will go toward scholarships for outstanding students and efforts to recruit, quote, world-class faculty. In honor of the donation, UK President Eli Campoluto is requesting the college name be changed to the University of Kentucky J. David Rosenberg College of Law. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
A $1.2 million federal grant was announced last week for the Appalachian Opportunity Zone Initiative. The grant will go towards various projects in the area, such as the Boonville Seal Theater, which is currently abandoned. Sue Christian is the director of the Boonville Theater Project. She tells WYMT the project will take a lot of hard work.
Really going to make us more visible to other people. And so it was really good. It would be nice if somebody said, here's a bunch of money to do your project. But, you know, all these baby steps are necessary. If you really want things to happen, sometimes you have to just dig in and keep at it.
The project was started 10 years ago in an attempt to reopen the theater. The grant will assist in its renovation. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center, offering paper and document shredding services for Moorhead and Round County residents, community groups, businesses, and industry. Secure, confidential, and HIPAA-compliant, drop off or pick up by appointment at 784-1250. That's 784-1250. Located near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center, keeping the environment clean and green. 784-1250, Facebook and online at moorheadrecycling.org.
Ashland's Animal Rescue Fund started a new program to pair volunteers and animals. WMKY's Zoe Hall has the story.
ARF is a private, no-kill shelter that strives to reduce the number of euthanized pets in shelters. The organization started in 2009 and volunteers host multiple fundraisers each year. A new program titled Paw Pow is a new volunteer-based program where people are paired with the dog at the kennel. Volunteers are paired with the dog that would be a right fit for their lifestyle. Volunteers spend at least an hour a week with their paw pal to get them out, walk them, play ball with them, and love them. Volunteers need to be at least 16 years old to participate in the program. For WMKY News, I'm Zoe Hall.
The Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife wants deer hunters to be safe this year. According to WKYT, chronic wasting disease is infecting deer in 6 of the 7 surrounding states, with Indiana being the exception. Deer and Elk Program Coordinator Gabe Jenkins says educating hunters is the first line of defense.
They are the boots on the ground. They are the folks that are really enacting what we're recommending. So main forms of disease introduction could be carcass importation. So if you're a hunter, you like to go to another state where there's chronic wasting disease, make sure that you leave those harvested animals there.
Jenkins says it is okay to hunt, but officials encourage hunters to get the animals tested by a local agency.
A fatal crash closed the Burt T. Combs Mountain Parkway in Wolf County Monday morning. Wolf County Coroner Frank Porter tells WKYT the crash happened around the 38-mile marker. The westbound lanes are closed near the crash. Motorists who need a detour are advised to take exit 40. There are no reports about how many people are injured or killed or how many vehicles are involved at this time. Also, a tractor-trailer hauling metal flipped in the eastbound lane of Interstate 64 near the 149-mile marker this morning. The road has been reduced to one lane for the time being. No details on injuries or the cause of the crash have been released. Officials expect the lane closure to last several hours.
A Lexington woman is accused of crashing her car while drunk with her 6-year-old inside. Police say 26-year-old Raquel Lopez collided with another car on East New Circle Road around 9:30 p.m. on Saturday. LAX 18 reports Lopez had her 6-year-old in the car at the time of the crash. According to a police report, when asked, she told officers she had 2 drinks that night, but when Lopez took a breathalyzer test, she blew a .205, more than twice the legal limit. Lopez is also reportedly told police she had no driver's license or insurance.
Taking a look at your region's forecast. Today, a 30% chance of rain, increasing clouds with a high near 64. Tonight, rain and possible snow with a low around 25. Tuesday, a 30% chance of snow showers and flurries, mostly cloudy with a steady temperature around 26. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 16. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 36. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 26. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 46.
Taking a look at temperatures around your region, it's 66 degrees over in Inez, 65 in Ashland, 64 in Grayson, 61 in Winchester and Mount Sterling, 60 degrees over in Lexington, and here in Moorhead, it's 63 degrees. On our feature segment today, we bring you Our Island Universe.
Science is a human endeavor, driven by people and their curiosity to understand why the world and the cosmos above us is the way it is and not some other way. I'm Chanel Varani, director of the Star Theater at Moorhead State University's Space Science Center and host of Our Island Universe. Many times when we study science, we sometimes reduce it to simply memorizing formulae and its facts. We often forget about the individuals involved in perhaps our greatest story that can trace its beginning to the start of our species. For me, one of our most influential storytellers and one of my heroes as a child was Dr. Carl Sagan, born on November 9, 1934. Carl Sagan was a scientist, an author, a science popularizer, and a science communicator. He was a frequent guest on The Tonight Show hosted by Johnny Carson. His PBS series, Cosmos, was the most widely watched series in the history of American public television, seen by some 500 million people across 60 different countries. He published more than 600 scientific papers and articles and was the author, co-author, or editor of more than 20 books. One of the first books was Contact, perhaps one of the finest science films ever made that imagines what first contact with extraterrestrial life may look like. His scientific legacy is just as important. Sagan argued for the now accepted model that the high surface temperatures of Venus can be attributed to and calculated using the greenhouse effect. Elevated surface temperatures due to trapped greenhouse gases is, of course, the same concern we have on our planet with our human-induced climate change. To me, however, Carl Sagan's most important legacy was that of inspiring hundreds of millions of humans to think about science, why it is important, why it matters, and why we should all pay attention. He made us think about our planet, suspended against the blackness of space, the pale blue dot, he called it, and the impact we are having on it. He forced us to think not about our tribal affiliations, like the color of our skin or the country in which we were born, but to see ourselves as a species yearning to discover our place in the cosmos and to reach for the stars. I'll let Carl Sagan have the last words. In all the 4.6 billion year history of our planet, nothing much ever left it. But now, tiny, unmanned exploratory spacecraft from Earth are moving, glistening and elegant, through the solar system. We have made a preliminary reconnaissance of 20 worlds, among them all the planets visible to the naked eye. All those wandering nocturnal lights that stirred our ancestors towards understanding and ecstasy. If we survive, our time will be famous for two reasons. That at this dangerous moment of technological adolescence, we managed to avoid self-destruction. And because this is the epoch in which we began our journey to the stars. Happy Carl Sagan Day. Our Island Universe is produced by WMKY in cooperation with Physics, Earth Science, and Space Systems Engineering at Morehead State University, home to the Ronald G. Eglin Space Science Center. Learn more at moreheadstate.edu/star theater.
It's 4:47 and 62 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Jonathan Burton and Keneally Roberts, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad that you've joined us on this cold Monday afternoon, rather. Ty Martin has a look at sports after this timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from Papa John's Pizza in the Patrick Center, Moorhead. Papa John's made-to-order specialty pizzas include the Meats, the Works, Tuscan 6 Cheese, and many more. Side items include garlic parmesan breadsticks, cheese sticks, chicken wings, and poppers. Desserts include chocolate chip cookie and double chocolate chip brownie. For pickup and delivery in Moorhead and Round County, Papa John's can be reached at 784-3551 and online at papajohns.com.
The Eagle volleyball team's coach hit a big milestone this weekend. For WMKY Sports, I'm Ty Martin. With Morehead State Volleyball's win over Tennessee Tech Friday, head coach Jimmy Gordon has surpassed former Morehead State baseball head coach Steve Hamilton to become the winningest head coach in Morehead State University's history. The win is the 306th of Jordan's illustrious 17-year career leading the Eagles volleyball program, which began in 2003. Under his leadership, Morehead State has claimed 7 Ohio Valley Conference regular season and 2 OVC tournament titles. Gordon has collected or overseen numerous personal and program milestones during his tenure as head coach. Notable accomplishments include the program's 950th overall victories and his own 280th victory at Morehead State, making him the winningest volleyball coach in program history. Additionally, by the end of the season, Gordon can lead the program to its 1,000th overall victory, becoming the first team in OVC history to eclipse the century mark in victories. Additionally, Gordon himself has thrice been named OVC Coach of the Year, doing so in his first season in 2003, 2010, and 2012. Morehead State football gutted out a tough road victory Saturday at Valparaiso. Up 14-0 into halftime, the Eagles saw their lead quickly evaporate in the third when Valpo ended things up at 14. MSU bounced back and scored 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter to seal the win. Here's Eagles head coach Rob Tenure on the team's win.
We got to do the things that we did today in the fourth quarter to win these kind of games. And we're not built right now to score 50, 60 points on offense. And, you know, we're just not that team. But defense did a heck of a job today, you know, shutting down the run, making them throw the football. And, yeah, they came out and scored some points. They threw the football a little better in the second half. But I thought we played exceptionally well and made big plays down the stretch. That's the keys to games like that.
The Eagles even their record to 5-5 overall and 3-3 in the conference. while Valparaiso falls to 1-9 overall and 1-5 in the PFL. Morehead State stays on the road next week, and the team will head west to take on San Diego. In the first ever match using the electronic targets at UT Martin, Morehead State's rifle team fell to the host club by just 3 points. WMKY's Wyatt Melton has more.
The teams were tied at 2,266 apiece after the small bore portion of the match on Saturday. UTM edged the Eagles 2,333 to 2,330 in air rifle Sunday. On Saturday, junior Ryan Henson led the Eagles with a score of 574. Freshman Bryce Ward fired a 573, setting his personal best at 195 kneeling, and tied his personal best standing score of 183. In air rifle, senior Alexa Potts paced the team with a 587. Sophomore Amber Schifano continued to score well with a 585. Freshman Elizabeth Plessity and Grace Weber, along with Henson, all finished at 584. In her final collegiate match, senior Jesse Moyer scored a 580. For WMKY Sports, I'm Wyatt Melton reporting.
The Round County football team closed out its 2019 season on Friday night with a loss at Scott High. The Vikings started out strong but trailed by 8 at the half. Penalties in the second half led to a 29-7 victory for the Eagles. But head coach Kelly Ford says he is still proud of his team's performance.
Overall, I mean, they played a good football game. I mean, we gave ourselves chances to where we wanted to be in the fourth quarter. They stuck to the game plan, and they did what we asked them to do. We wanted to win the game of time possession. We did win that. We just unfortunately got in the red zone too many times and came away with no points.
The Vikings closed the season with a 6-5 record. Scott High will advance to the second round of the Class 4A KHSAA Commonwealth Gridiron Bowl. They'll travel to Holmes this Friday. Taking a look at other area schools still in the running for state competition, Ashland Blazer welcomes Russell this Friday. Fleming County hosts Mason County. West Carter welcomes Shelby Valley. Raceland travels to Paintsville. And Johnson Central hosts Harlan. And finally, in sports this afternoon, Kentucky has risen to the top spot in the latest AP Top 25 college basketball rankings. The Wildcats knocked off former number one Michigan State last week in New York at the Champions Classic. The win pushed UK to the number one seat in the Associated Press Top 25 men's basketball poll. Sophomore guard Ashton Higgins has fueled UK's defense so far this season, but head coach John Calipari says other players are going to have to step up and take some of the load when Higgins isn't on the floor.
The guy that's coming up with every scrappy ball is Ashton. So I had to remind him that he is not in the game now. So who's going to be that guy? And so that's the kind of stuff that we still got to go with.
The Cats next hit the court Tuesday night when they host Evansville. Tip-off from Rupp Arena for that matchup is set for 7 p.m. And that's going to do it for sports. For WMKY, I'm Tom Martin.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Women's basketball will host the Eagle Invitational this weekend, playing Stetson at 6 p.m. on Friday and St. Francis at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Tickets and more information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The Dow Industrials closed slightly higher, erasing a deficit of 163 points, although the broader market was weaker. And at the close, the Dow Industrials did show a gain of 10.25 at 27,691.49. The S&P 500 was down 6.07 at 3,087.01. And the NASDAQ Composite was down 11.03 at 8,464.28. The Dow was helped out by a big gain in Boeing today. Boeing stock was up over 4% on news. Actually, this was an announcement from the company that they will resume deliveries of the beleaguered 737 MAX jet next month. Cisco and Qualcomm shares dropped 1.5% and 2.3% respectively following analyst downgrades, and those losses were offset slightly by a 5% jump in Walgreens Boots Alliance on news that the buyout firm KKR is considering making a bid for Walgreens. President Trump said, of course, last Friday that he had not agreed to roll back tariffs on China, and those comments came after the Chinese Commerce Ministry said that both sides had agreed to cancel existing tariffs in phases. A U.S. official also reportedly said both sides agreed to roll back the tariffs in tranches, and the market's reaction to that was one of caution. Of course, there was optimism earlier in the week last week as the market set a number of all-time closing highs in trading last week. Hong Kong stocks were affected very much by the new demonstrations over the weekend as local police opened fire at protesters, leaving one in critical condition, and Hong Kong's shares fell sharply amid this protest escalation. And in the commodities markets, oil was down 0.3% at $56.90 a barrel. Gold was down 0.5% at $1,455.80 an ounce. In Europe, the Stoxx 600 index was down less than 0.1%, so very quiet in Europe. In Asia, the markets were rattled by the demonstrations in Hong Kong, with the Shanghai Composite down 1.8% and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong down 2.625%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Community Trust Bank up 5 cents at $44.88, Kroger down 42 cents at $26.60, CSX down 13 cents at $73.90, Marathon Petroleum down 53 cents at $65.70, and PPL Energy was down 11 cents to finish at $33.61. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the National Offices of Robert W. Baird.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made-from-scratch cakes, pies and cookies, scones, braids and muffins. Lunch menu features sandwiches, soups and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeout orders and lunch reservations at 780-4282 or online at rutabakers.com.
Taking another look at your region's weather forecast for tonight, rain possibly mixed with snow up to 2 inches of accumulation is expected, a low around 25 degrees. A 30% chance of snow tomorrow and flurries are likely, mostly cloudy skies, a steady temperature of around 26 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly clear, a low around 16. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 36. And for Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 26. Taking a look at some events coming up around the region in conjunction with Grief Share Ministry, the Moorhead United Methodist Church is hosting Surviving the Holidays, an evening of support designed for friends and family in grieving with the loss of a loved one. The free event is planned from 6 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, November 12th. The community is invited. For more information, it is available by calling 784-5626.
The Moorhead Chapter of National Alliance on Mental Illness Support Group will meet at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, November 12th at the Round County Public Library. Guest speaker Kathy Clay will present a program on the impact of negative thinking on mental health. The program is free and open to the community.
Elizabeth Bowman will perform in concert at Coffee Tree Books on Main Street in Moorhead at 6 p.m. on Thursday, November 14th. The program is free and open to the public.
The Community Recycling Center, located near the Moorhead City Park, offers paper and document shredding services for Moorhead and Round County residents, community groups, businesses, and industry. Cost is $15 per hour, secure and confidential. Drop off or pick up by appointment at 784-1250.
The Moorhead History and Railroad Museum will host game night at 7 p.m. on Thursday, November 14th. Play as an individual or on teams, free snacks and prizes. The museum is located across the street from Moorhead Conference Center on East 1st Street.
The public is invited to the 10th annual Master Spelling Bee at Coffee Tree Books, 159 East Main Street in Moorhead at 6 p.m. on Friday, November 15th. Open to everyone ages 12 and older. Prizes awarded to the top three spellers. Registration is $5. Proceeds and donations will support a storybook Christmas.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boy, Joe Lewis, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Keneally Roberts, Ty Martin, Cody Robinson, Wyatt Melton, Zoe Hall, and Shamarie Mosley. KNN's Will Clark, WUKY's Josh James, the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from Moorhead State University Star Theater Director Chanel Verani. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Jonathan Burton and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.